I was made aware of the funding from USAID to media outlets, including Politico, who I know has a seat in this room. And I can confirm that the more than 8 million taxpayer dollars that have gone to essentially subsidizing subscriptions to Politico on the American taxpayer's dime will no longer be happening. The DOGE team is working on canceling those payments now. Again, this is a whole of government effort to ensure that we are going line by line when it comes to the federal government's books. And this president and his team are making decisions across the board on, do these receipts serve the interests of the American people?
That's Caroline Leavitt, essentially with a bombshell of sorts. The idea that she's saying, we have found that there's money from the U.S. government going to a news entity. I mean, am I shocked? No, and I'll tell you why. I've been doing this for a long time, 30, 40 years in this business, and I've always gotten the sense that when it came to certain stories, there was an influence, if you will. There was a pressure. There was a mandate. There was something coming from above that disallowed me from covering certain stories or saying certain things, especially when it came to foreign policy. You know, I've worked at CNN, I've worked at Fox, I've worked at NBC, at Univision, at all these places here in this country, and I've always, journalistically speaking, gotten a sense that there was something I didn't know, that there was a pressure coming from above, from somewhere, maybe a place like this. The idea that the government is paying a news entity creates the expectation that that news entity, especially in this case, because we didn't know. By the way, the government and news entities can have certain types of relationships, but damn it, disclose them. If you tell me, then at least I know what I got going in. But I'm going in now and I'm looking at all these articles. I obviously, the first thing I did when I saw this was I went to Politico and I started checking on how they covered certain stories. You know, how they covered China, how they covered Iran, how they covered the Middle East, Gaza, how they covered Ukraine. Ukraine, for example, I noticed that every single one of their stories seems to be pro-Zelensky. Every single one of their stories seems to be pro, we need to continue to pump more money into Ukraine. Gee, I wonder why. And they're getting money from USAID, the agency that's kind of making sure that narrative is out there. I mean, you get what you pay for, right? So you do have to ask yourself then, when Caroline Leavitt says do these receipts serve the interests of the American people? No, she's right. And she's right to ask that question. But you know whose interest it does serve? The people who are paying them to get a certain narrative out there. That's who it's serving. And not to mention, it's also probably serving the reporters who get salaries. And you think they don't know? You think they don't know where the money is coming from that pays their salary? And I'm not saying they're all like this or they all knew or anything. I'm not, you know, I'm sure there's really good people at Politico who are damn good reporters. But it stinks to high heaven, man. Just stinks to high heaven. And here's what's interesting. So some guy who used to work, he's the former USAID administrator, was just interviewed about this. And you're not going to believe how he pushes back. Here, take a listen.
And I just want to say, I've always had respect for Marco Rubio, and I don't now because of the nonsense he just said. AID was more aligned with President Bush's foreign policy than the State Department was, and sometimes even than the Defense Department was.
So what he says is, I always had respect for Marco Rubio, but I don't have respect for him anymore. Oh, gee, I wonder why. So you love Marco Rubio when Marco Rubio was essentially going along with anything that USA did. And by the way, most, as I've told you in other podcasts, what USA did was usually and often freelancing and sometimes contrary to what the president wanted or what the administration wanted or maybe even what the State Department wanted, because they did their, you know, they were nilly-willy doing their own damn thing. So he's saying, well, when Marco Rubio was going along with that and letting us do whatever the hell we wanted, I liked him. But now that he's pushing back, I don't like him anymore. Well, duh, right? Of course you're not going to like him anymore. There's something else when he says, look, And I guess when he was there, and I haven't checked on this, but it was during the Bush administration. It says that USAID was aligned with Bush. Well, hell yeah, it was aligned with Bush. USAID was responsible for a fake lie war called Ukraine in many ways. That's what they do. So USAID is essentially an agency that goes in and, using NGOs, pays people in different governments to topple governments they don't like, to create narratives that they believe are more important to them. That's dishonest. To start wars with what we did, for example, in Iraq, telling the American people that we had to destroy Iraq because Iraq and Saddam Hussein were going into hospitals and smashing the heads of babies after taking them out of incubators, a completely made up story that was paid for, right? And who did they pay? A marketing and public relations agency to make sure that story was disseminated among the American people, so the American people got angry and then would go along with the war in Iraq. What the hell is this? If the government, right, is paying journalistic entities, the expectation is they're doing it because they want certain stories or certain relationships where they can get their narrative out, which may not be the best narrative for me or you. They're supposed to work for the American people, not for people in the government who want a certain story told, because it doesn't help me. When they help start a war or propagate a war, whether it's in Ukraine or in the Middle East or in Afghanistan or in Syria or in Libya, and as a result, a lot of people in the military-industrial complex, people who make bullets, people who make guns, people who make war machines, all make a lot of money. It destabilizes those governments oftentimes, creates chaos there. We end up with refugees and immigrants who end up coming over here. It doesn't help me. The average American who suddenly sees tons of Hondurans and Guatemalans living in their communities, and they're like, why are these people here? Well, because their government has been destroyed. Their country's in many ways been destroyed, and they end up having to look for another place to live, and they end up coming to the United States because of our policies propagated by people like USAID and the CIA, and in some cases the State Department, and sometimes done without even our government knowing it was happening. And sometimes it's done at the behest, not of the American people, but at the behest of these greedy sons of bitches who work in these military industrial complex companies. And they're the ones who reap the benefits, not us. So when the average American complains that there's suddenly a gazillion immigrants in their hometown, where'd they come from? They have a right to complain, because they're paying the price for some of these policies that this dude says, oh, it was a fine agency. I know when Marco Rubio liked it, it was a fine agency. But now that he's questioning it, it's not a fine agency. You know, and I don't like Marco Rubio, as he's saying, right? Look how well we worked with the Bush administration. Yeah, to start a war based on lies that has all but destroyed the fabric of the Middle East. The Iraq War. I'm sorry, but, you know, this is crazy. I've said that, and maybe final point, because this goes to me. You know, I worked at CNN. I worked at Fox, as like I told you before. I worked at all these companies in the United States. I didn't just work there. I was a main anchor there. I had some of the highest ratings at CNN. Rick's List was the most watched show with the highest, as I was told once by the president of CNN, who called me into his office in New York, you have the highest non-white ratings in the history of our network, he said. But I recently have been working for RT, which is an entity tied to Russia, as you know. And I remember when I went to work there, my good friend Larry King told me, do you know, I said, Larry, you work here, huh? He goes, yeah, I love it. They're great. I said, come on. Russia? He goes, yeah. I said, do they ever interfere with what you do? They go, no, we have discussions, but I write my own show, choose my own guest, and say what I want to say. And you know what? He was right. In all the time that I've worked at RT, and by the way, I'm no longer allowed to work at RT because Biden says I can't work at RT. He says if I work at RT, or the policies that Biden has put in place, make it so that if I work at RT, he can arrest me. It's crazy. But going back to my point and what I learned from Larry and what I was able to affirm, when I worked at RT, sure, there's disagreements. Sure, there's always some kind of editorial rub, some kind of editorial engagement, editorial suggestions. But whenever I said, I disagree with you, this is the way I'm going to do this story or this show because this is my show and I'm the managing editor and this is the line we're going to take editorially, they would say, okay, we respect that. Disagree, we respect that. But here's really the main point that I'm making. I've heard a lot and taken a lot of shit from these politico types and the people at, you know, the New York Times and the CNNs of the world. Because, oh, you worked for RT. So you're a Putin propagandist. You work for state TV, et cetera, et cetera. And I'd hear that a lot. And I'd say, you know, it's funny. I'm not finding that. And why is it that if I worked for the BBC, a government-owned entity, essentially, you would say, oh, how cool, you know? How cool is that? You work for the BBC. You must be great. But when I say I work for a country that, for some reason, our government or some people in our government have chosen to be against, then I'm supposedly not a good journalist and I'm working for a state TV. Think about that. State TV. Who's really state TV? Right? Maybe we need to start asking ourselves when we watch reports, wherever we watch them, why is this news outlet, why is this anchor, why is this reporter, why is this journalist telling me this? Is it because it really is the truth? Is it because it really is information I need to know? Or is there some kind of ulterior motive behind this? And possibly, does it have to do with money? I mean, that's what this is all about. I'm Rick Sanchez. I call this Journalistically Speaking. Sorry I droned on, but I mean, this story has got incredible implications, and it's going to damage an entity that was already very damaged, but it's going to damage how Americans see the news, how we get it, where we get it, and why we get it. And maybe these are questions that we should have asked a long time ago. Again, I'm Rick Sanchez. This is Journalistically Speaking. We call it JSpeak for short. Tell me if you think I'm wrong. Tell me if you think I'm full of shit. I'd love to hear from you. And if you get a chance, please, I need you. Subscribe. We're just starting this, and it's important.